You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
I love ancient cultures and ancient healing practices, but also the superfoods that come from all over the world that, you know, often it's not actually available so much in America. So who's going to talk about ancient cultures and the foods that come out, these superfoods, is Amy Greeson. She's a founder, executive director, producer, and host of Healing Seekers, where she goes out and experiences and treks into the jungles of Belize, Peru, Ecuador, Mexico, and so much more. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bennett.
So what's it like on an expedition? I want to know, what is it really like for a gal to be out there?
Oh, you know, that's always the beautiful part, is because most indigenous cultures are so used to seeing a male figure. So it's actually pretty interesting to be a female. But with, for example, with our upcoming expedition to the Congo, we're going to take a small team, and we're going to go into this region of the Republic of the Congo where no one else has not been documented. And so even the Congolese government would like to send a representative with us to help identify the live species. So what we're doing is we're going in. We have no idea exactly what we're going to find. And I think that's the beauty of an explorer and the discovery process, is not having a preconceived idea of what you're going to find, but just having that open heart and open mind to be aware and to take in those gifts that are presented to you. And so that's the beauty of it. But, you know, it's also something that you have to be very, very patient. There are always things that you never imagine. There's always times that some member of the team becomes sick, and so you have a lot of things that you have to deal with. On this particular trek, we'll be taking several types of anti-venom with us, and you know, just those things that you typically don't think about if you're just going for a trip or a hike in the mountains somewhere, but makes it also very exciting.
Exciting. You're making me think it's like Jurassic Park. You're making me think, oh my God, there can be anything out there. The Congolese people don't even know themselves. Wow, you are so brave, Amy. I mean, so brave.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe a little crazy there, Dr. Bennett, but you know, it's fascinating because people think, wow, you know, the jungles have got all this life, and it is amazing what is out there if we will just continue to protect these areas. If you take, for example, 1/2 acre of land in central North America, and you count the number of woody plant species, for example, what you're going to find is about 20 to 30 woody plants. But if you take that same 1/2 acre of land in western Amazonia, what you're going to find is over 300 different species of woody plants. And so these areas are thriving with life that we have no concept of what's in these regions. And the beautiful thing is that, you know, there's just so much left to learn. There's so many gifts out there. There's just so many things to tap in that we have not even hit the very tip of the iceberg on all of this.
Well, I know that there's so much out there, and you've talked, I want to talk right now about a fruit that you found in Bolivia, in Latin America, that you really think is one of the most, the next superfood or the next acai berry. Tell me about this fruit that I can't even pronounce. A chacharu? Did I get that?
Oh, you nailed it.
Did I get it right? A chacharu?
The most difficult part. Yes.
Tell us about this fruit.
It is. Of all the specimens that we've collected, which are, you know, over 400 from regions of Papua New Guinea and all over Madagascar and, you know, different places down in South America, this has been one of my most favorite, I can't say discovery. It was something that was brought to our attention by a healer. And it is an amazing super fruit. I'm shocked that the world has not, you know, found this or started to really utilize this a lot. But it is a fruit that grows in the Amazon basin in Bolivia. That's the only place where it's naturally found. And it goes by the name Garcinia humilis. And it is a beautiful fruit. It's about the size of an egg, juicy. It's both sweet and also has this acidic flavor. It's a very unique taste, but it's delicious. And they say that the indigenous people down there actually get addicted to it. Like when I was down there, they said that there were some people that would eat 20 or 30 of these fruits every single day. And but it is full of nutrients. There's the high amounts of vitamin C. It's got potassium, folate, a lot of the antioxidants, the alpha and beta carotene go pretty high. But it's also used in traditional healing. So they'll use this to help diminish the signs of fine wrinkles, fine lines and wrinkles, and dark spots, age spots, also for acne. Some tests have shown where it has a bacteriostatic effect. So it's inhibiting that bacteria, which is why we think it is effective for the acne. And it is a wonderful moisturizer. So we have, we started importing this in and doing analysis, trying to find the nutritional contents, the actives in those about almost 6 years ago. And over time, we have created a formula, which actually four formulas of skincare products to utilize this nutrient. And it's working beautifully.
Well, you know that I have a skincare company called Purigenix. So anything that has to do with the natural ways of minimizing wrinkles and sun damage and all that, I am always listening to. So what you're saying is that you created actual skin formulas that have the achachuru in it. That's the main ingredient? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is. It is the active ingredient in... As you can imagine, it's been quite a process, but we stayed as close to the indigenous practice of preparation as we possibly could. We actually do everything from having our team, which is the healer and her team, collect these beautiful fruit. They are handpicked, they're taken to the processing facility, and then they're imported directly, and then we do all of the testing to ensure that, you know, the microbial count and the nutritional content and so on. And it's been a beautiful, beautiful process.
So where can someone get the you know, formula? Is it online? Do you sell it in stores?
We have it online. It's seekbeauty.com, seekbeautycosmetics.com. We also have a Facebook page with that, and we have just launched this, so the timing on being on your wonderful radio show is just perfect. And but we have had wonderful results. We've had a test market with exceptional results, and you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, not only as a wonderful product, but also that we are doing something to continue with the sustainability of the culture and supporting working with the indigenous people, which is very, very important.
Well, all the things that you're doing is so exciting, and I know you're going to the Congo soon, and you know, I call you, Amy, the female Jacques Cousteau of the jungles. So I wish you the best. Can't wait to hear more about your expeditions and have you back to share with us what you found in the Congo. All right, until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne. I'd like you to make sure that you go to healingseekers.com or seekbeauty.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne on Radio MD. Stay well.